Planning Board meeting for Rutherford, Randall, October 18th, 2023. Members of the board are present, the media has been notified, please stand for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Why didn't somebody tell me I still had an additional?
A moment to recognize members of the community we have lost since our last meeting. I thought I saw it in here. And those are Bernita LaBarge and Gracie Green.
Oh, Grandma Green?
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number seven, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item eight, approval of vouchers, general fund 3440 to 3473, and ACH account of 1519 to 1524, ambulance fund of 19575 to 19578, firehouse construction 1006 to 1007.
I have reviewed those vouchers and I believe them to be in order and I move for their approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting of October 4th, 2023.
I've reviewed those minutes and I believe them to be accurate and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the regular town board meeting of October 4th, 2023. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the budget workshop from October 11th, 2023.
And again, I have reviewed those minutes. I believe them to be accurate and I would move for their approval.
Oh, I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of October 11th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
In the general checking, there's $250,396.92. The ambulance, there's $437,401.03. And the reserve fund, there's $242,099.62.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Item number 12, discussion update on firehouse construction. Glenn could not be here tonight for personal reasons, but he did have a small note here. They're concentrating on the masonry and the roof of the training area. Well is complete, pumping 20 gallons a minute with a small pump. High walls are framed for doors and masonry is done. Southwest corner face stone on the CT cabinet ready for Wisconsin Public Service. And as you can see, they're moving along pretty well.
So, can we assume the water quality is good?
When I talked to him about it, the water was excellent.
Good.
And no iron, and it was 20 gallons a minute with a small pump, so that'll get even more. Item number 13, discussion fire and ambulance department updates.
Like I said, it'd be me since Chris isn't here.
Come up close to the microphone on the TV.
Close to the microphone.
That's you, Mike.
All right. A couple things have been going on. We did a volunteer deal at Dillman's Resort for the Freedom Waters. We had a bunch of kids with. They took out on the boats. It was pretty cool. It was a nice day. Worked out well. We got our new UTV insured. We had a representative from the VFIS Insurance Company that came out and made a presentation for us about our retirement. We discussed things. Last week, we were over at the school, walking around with the little kids. Smokey Bear scared a few of them, but for the most part, everybody had fun. We just had our Jaws of Life checked out and serviced, and they were able to increase the amount of tension and stuff on it so that it cuts better now, that type of thing. Right now I have 10 EMTs in class. Four of them completed the first part because they went during the daytime, so they were there all day, 8 hours a day. And so their first class ended Monday, and they started their second class today. They will be done and graduated beginning of December. I think it's December 6th. So I will have definitely four fresh new EMTs as of the beginning of December. I gave a couple of them pagers today, so that I said, jump on anytime you hear it, and you can come and ride along with us. So that's a very good thing. We're working on getting a vehicle operator class here so that I can get them the ability to drive their rigs. So in case a couple of us have to be in back, we still have a driver. And then the fire department got a forest fire protection grant, a matching grant for some gear, defibrillator. We have to have a safety driving class for the UTV as well. Some Class A foam, chainsaw, and pagers for a total of $6,520 from the DNR. So that's our update.
Can you explain the retirement fund? What is the retirement fund? You said somebody came and talked to you about the retirement fund?
Yeah, the state.
How does it work?
The state puts money away for us, and then the town matches.
2%. 2%, right?
Yeah. Well, so,
yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with the fire dues, the 2%.
Yeah, no, 2%
is different.
No.
This is just a year, we certify in January, who's had a year of service, and then you accumulate active years to become vested.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to be on for a full 10 years to be vested in it.
Vested in the account.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
This is wonderful.
And I heard that you can match up to $750 the other day. But right now, yeah.
I think it's certified in the 10 of Ellsville, yes. That's why I told you to come talk to me now. Because we can actually help pay for some of the schooling, so and transportation. But I do have a question, and this is probably something out further. Is there going to be some sort of training done on, say, a fire with the hybrid cars?
Yeah, a bunch of us went to one already. We did do one. They had one in Minocqua. So yeah, we're probably going to get somebody to come out and do that. It's really kind of basic. I mean, the way the cars are set up, the battery is the whole bottom of the car. So you don't really have to worry about them rolling over ever because they're so heavy at the bottom. The problem is that it's so hot there that if you see smoke coming out of the side, stay away from it because you're not gonna do anything to it. The way they explain how you had to do it, you have to rush over, jack the car up a little bit so that you can spray it underneath to cool the battery down. But once that thing blows out the side, it blows out the side. And once it's on fire, you're not putting it out. It's just not going to go out. You can put foam, water. So the reality of it is...
Dry ice.
Yeah, Chris said dry
ice.
Yeah.
Is there any hazard to the... person holding the hose if they're hosing down these batteries?
Yes.
I would think there'd be enough voltage here to knock you for a loop.
Yeah, and that's what they say, you know, in between the tires is the danger area. So, you know, if it's smoking a little bit, then you can quickly come in from the back and the front, lift it up, and stay to the side, and soak down the battery, you might have a chance. But those things are so hot.
EVs, or are we talking hybrid? And it's got a fuel tank, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I got the, that have both of them.
Right.
So if we roll on scene and it's burning, we're going to stand there and watch it burn because there's nothing we can do to it.
Yeah. Well, how long does it take for it to burn out? Nobody knows?
Perpetuity.
For, they had one fire department thought that they could actually take the car and put it into a tub of water and cool it down, and all they ended up getting was a tub full of battery acid. So, yeah, it's really wild the amount of heat that those things put out, and yeah, there's really nothing you can do. So, it's kind of like...
Jim?
The kids we got, I don't know where they're from or anything like that, but we, town pays for education now, right?
Correct.
What, do we have anything that keeps them on for 3 years or 5 years so they don't jump ship after they've been trained?
I do have a form that I ask them to fill out and give me at least 2 years.
Okay.
Minimum. But you know, sometimes...
Sometimes they just move away.
Yeah, sometimes I can't. There's nothing I can do. Yeah. So, I got a good group this time. I truly do.
What? Talk about the dry hydrants.
The dry hydrants? Oh, yeah, we went out Sunday for a training and checked on our dry hydrants. And we have one that we could get into. And that one works really good out by a little college zone. The other two that we tried were seized closed. We did have Phil go out the next day, and he actually got them broke open. So, one on Fence Lake, we're probably going to have to go scuba diving in the summertime because it runs through the channel, and when we pumped into it, it bubbled everywhere instead of just one spot like it's supposed to. So, we're probably going to have to replace that. And then Gunlock, we couldn't even get into do anything to it, too. But, yeah, we're working on trying to get those and maybe put a couple more around as well. We're thinking maybe put one over by the station, too, on Raven Lake. We'll see.
Do they need an aerator in the channel?
That's what it is. Yeah, when we blew back, it was... So I'm sure it's been hit by boats a couple times or, you know, yeah.
Pull that pipe while you'll have prop marks on it.
So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Sure.
Item number 14, discussion of firehouse water main, just a quick update. We weren't able to get that added into the water system, so thus we have the well. So. Item number 15. Yes.
Sorry, can you clarify for them? They're kind of wondering. So we were attempting to hook into the tribal water and sewer.
Okay.
With the new station.
Well, and just the water.
And that
didn't go?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why we did the well.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Item number 15, discussion possible action, Bar Guy LLC liquor license. This is for the plane. It's also been sent up over to the tribe for their review.
Yes.
Were there any?
No activity since 2014.
Okay, on the
background
check. Yeah, he's here. Any idea what you're going to do with it?
Well, we're going to remodel it, obviously, and turn it back into a bar and grill, waterfront, add a few more docks, get the gas pump running. Shooting for Memorial Day, but I'm not going to promise it.
It'd be like the yacht club and the whole building is just gone completely.
I'm not aware of any concerns. I would move that we approve this application.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the liquor license application for the Bar Guy LLC. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item 16, discussion, zoning department third quarter report. Mike, you're back.
I'm back. Third quarter, we had seven tree cutting permits, 45 developments, one administrative conditional use permit, 5 demolitions. Total project cost, $3,752,134. Tax revenue income, $41,423.56. As of right now, total project costs, $12,246,881. Tax revenue income, $135,205.57.
And just to clarify, that tax doesn't all come to the town, that gets spread out with everybody.
So, but we've had lots of building going on for sure.
So that's for the year, 12 million?
For the year.
For, yeah. Yeah.
Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you add on here, on your next report, just run a yearly total comparative to the prior year?
Okay.
Please?
Sure.
Thank you.
You do this?
Thank you, Susan.
Just like a rabbit out of your hat.
Right, like that, huh?
I like that.
My assistant.
We work well together, I would say.
My assistant will show you that. Abracadabra.
All right.
Sometimes you give too much information and people aren't sure what to do with it, so.
I like information.
Item number 17, discussion possible action, set date and time for annual budget hearing and call for special town meeting of the electors and special town board meeting to follow. The dates that you were looking at?
11/21 is what we discussed earlier this year. And we were setting some of our timelines.
And that's at 1 p.m., correct?
It was.
Is that deer hunting weekend?
That's during
Thanksgiving week.
Or during Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of people show up in their orange.
Huh.
You should specify orange hunting clothes.
Yep.
Not orange jumpsuit.
One.
No.
It came from by this county.
Is there a motion to set the annual budget hearing, special town meeting by the electors, and special board meeting for November 21st at 1 o'clock?
It's already on my calendar, so I will make that motion.
No, it's the Wednesday. That's Thanksgiving.
Wednesday? Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Tuesday.
Is there a second?
Sorry.
Motion has been made and seconded to set the time and date for the annual budget hearing, call for the special town meeting of the electors and special town board meeting for November 21st at 1 p.m. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 5:50.
So moved.
Hey, Mary.
Drive safe.